Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is from the trenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's the 11th day of November, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 56 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 58 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And the sun's shining like beat to beat hell. I ain't got to look outside at the sky. I'm sure there's chemtrails up there. But at any rate, it's not scorching as hot. It's going up to 66. I think we're going to end up what I said. I don't know. All right, let's see what we're going to look at here. Whistleblowers to play a key role in enforcing Biden vaccine rule. And we'll get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, rat-faced fucking snitches to play a key role in enforcing Biden vaccine rule. This is from CBS News. It was sent in by Galen for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. To enforce President Joe Biden's new COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19, I even seen him sitting around a fucking round table on the mainstream the other day, and the guy was, you know, we've never seen it because it's never been fucking isolated, because it's never fucking existed. This has been one big fucking con job, and they've been very fucking successful at it, which attests to the stupidity of quite a few fucking people. COVID-19 vaccine. There's no such thing as a vaccine. It's not a fucking vaccine. You can go to the CDC's own site. They'll tell you it ain't a vaccine. It's goddamn, it's a gene therapy, and it's something that nobody fucking wants, because it's also a biological weapon that's designed to kill your fucking ass, to depopulate the planet for the fucking, the people who think they're the ruling fucking elite, that think that they can fucking sit on a mountain somewhere and hide. I don't know what the fuck they think they're going to do once the shit breaks loose. There's nothing to stop anybody from going in any direction. These motherfuckers ain't got enough to do shit. COVID-19 vaccine regulation. You have no authority to regulate us, you motherfucker. You're supposed to fucking, well, I won't even go into the goddamn fraud, because then we got to go clear back to fucking 1791 to the fucking, when the fucking superior law of we the people was written and ratified, and well, the fucking place was already being taken over before then. And we have to go back to the first Congress. I mean, regulations. You don't have no goddamn judicial authority over me, Joe motherfucking Biden. That's why they're doing it all within the fucking government, because those people have all fucking, they got a choice. They don't have to keep that goddamn license that makes them an agent of the fucking state. They can become a non-agent of the state. But you couldn't make it without the fucking trough, could you? And the corporate welfare. At any rate, we'll need a lot of help. It's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, doesn't have nearly enough workplace safety inspectors to do the job. See, I see all this shit they're wanting to do. I mean, goddamn it, people. There's only 12% to 20% fucking. If everybody just said no, it would fucking put them in total chaos. If people went and really fucking enforced the law and started hanging these son of a bitches and shooting people who tell you that they're at war with you. When somebody says they're at war with you, they aim to fucking kill you. That's what we're going to war. I mean, isn't that what war means? Or did we change the meaning of that goddamn word, too? The 490-page regulation will cover 490 fucking pages. Shove them up here, 490. How would you like to eat that whole fucking 490 pages, you pricks? 490-page regulation will cover American businesses with at least 100 workers or about 84 million employees in all. So the government will rely upon a core of informers to identify violations of the order. I mean, hey, man, I'll tell you, this shit, I mean... One of the steps we got to take here is fucking letting these motherfuckers know. You're a rat fucking fink, you're a fucking snitch. It's got to be like it was in the old days. I mean, we got to go back to what we were. The government isn't our, it isn't in the government to start with. This fucking corporation isn't our friend. It's looking to subjugate and enslave us. It has violated our every fucking law. It has violated our jurisdictional authority. We owe it nothing but fucking destruction. And one of the ways is, man, find out who the fucking rat is. I mean, until they start finding snitches and ditches and fucking, you know, this shit shuts down to maybe it just ain't fucking worth it to fucking rat on somebody. There's so many of us. That's what the whole goddamn deal is here, people. There are hundreds of millions of us. There's probably, if real Americans, there's probably 320 million fucking real Americans. And if we all fucking just do something, you know, snitching cannot be a fucking option. Make it until the fucking motherfuckers are afraid to fucking. I mean, when you fear the government, that's what they want. That's what they got now. Then you have tyranny. When those motherfuckers fear you, then you have fucking freedom and liberty. Now, that's not me talking. That's your so-called founding fathers. I think it was goddamn Jefferson that said it. But it's the truth. And these little sleazy fucking scum sucking rat fink motherfuckers, until there's a consequence to their fucking actions, they're going to fucking sleaze and they're not wearing masks. Yes. But fucking, you got to call them to the fucking cart. We got to find out who ratted. It's easy enough. You can, the employer, if they wanted to, could force it on the complaint. Who made the fucking complaint? Yes, go ahead.
I don't understand why people are afraid of a corporation. I mean, we're all going to die anyways. I mean, stand up for what is right and the ability to think for yourself. And people know right from wrong. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that they have the ignorance of, you know, following the system and everything. But it's going to throw them overboard anyways.
Well, you can look at a lot of instances in history, like the railroads and shit. When they came through, I mean, they hired gangs of fucking... Blackwater, you know, type fucking legal ease enforcers, I guess you suppose, because they had railroad fucking regulations, and so they had their railroad fucking regulators out there. You know, they come, they're going to go through a place. They'd have that all land all set aside for one of their Masonic buddies because it's going to become, it's worthless right now, but we're going to run the rail through there. But because it's a secret, because it's the people's fucking money that's building it, because the people's land is being given away to these motherfucking barons, and they're going to get all the fucking land and all the profits. And for the people that don't want to move, well, they had people come in and just fucking kill them and burn them out. That's where we're at here, people, whether you fucking can see it or not. Just like the ERPs. Everybody thinks a white ERP, you know, the showdown at the old gate. That was a bunch of fucking gangsters that came to town and took over fucking Tombstone, Arizona. Plain and fucking simple. For fucking profit. For fucking money. They were gangsters. And the people should have all got together and got rid of their fucking ass right out the goddamn gate. But they didn't. They didn't because they were fucking too, well, they let it ride. For a while. I mean, it ended up, they shot up a bunch of them and shit, but still, it's the same fucking concept. Fucking rats. Rats, rats, rats. God, I'm so... When I was growing up, you people know. Fuck, you were there. Well, remember when a rat was, God, somebody called you a rat, you better fucking fight him. Or you're going to be, everybody's going to be a fucking rat, man, and a coward. Oh, man, anyway, so where were we? The 490-page regulations. So the government will rely upon a core of informers to identify violations of the order. Employees who will presumably be concerned enough to turn in their own employers if their co-workers go unvaccinated or fail to undergo weekly tests will show they've they're virus-free. They show their tests. The tests don't fucking show shit to start with. And the bottom line here is, you motherfuckers, you want to get your the fucking place? I mean, maybe they do want to get the place they shut work shut down. You know, because you're going to get, you're going to, you shut that that fucking business down because the person isn't enforcing the mandates, these unlawful fucking mandates, these treasonous fucking mandates, and you're going to lose your fucking job too. And not to mention, you're going to be ID'd as a fucking rat, man. I'm telling you, the times are coming when being a rat ain't what you're going to want to fucking be around this goddamn country. What's not known is just how many employees will be willing to accept some risk to themselves or their job security for blowing the whistle on their employers. So see, they're staying right there. They're gonna be known who they are. If they do it, they don't just fuck. You can either just let it go, and that's why they do this shit. It's an empowerment kind of thing. It's usually a fucking some pussy that couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of hammers. But they get this power thing. It's like the old lady from Romania was talking about. When you feel that power over somebody else, I mean, what a sick fucking thing. But it's a fucking fact. It's a goddamn, it's nature. Employers. Without them, though, experts say the government would find it harder to achieve its goal of requiring tens of millions of workers at large businesses to be fully vaccinated by January 4th or be tested weekly and wear a mask on the job. Fuck you. I mean, like I said, they're doing it. Katie had brought it up a lot of times, the fact that they could never tax the income of a fucking American national because you are not an employee of the fucking government. It was only meant for the employees of the fucking government. That's the only place they've ever had any authority. And through these fucking licensings and contracts, which are fucking a violation of the law, of the ninth article of the law of ratified December 15, 1791, because they are a violation of that fucking law, they do not fucking stand. They have no fucking, it's legalese. The corporations were never so fucking, they were never supposed to be able to be collective power in this country. That's what the Bill of Rights was all about. One man standing alone could stand against this whole fucking nation if he wanted to. If he was standing on his natural fucking rights that everybody agreed were their natural rights, they were already the law of this land before they were attached to that fraudulent fucking constitution. And fucking, I mean, it's up to us, people. And they told you when they handed it to you, these fuckers are, they wrote down in the anti-federalist papers, this is what these fuckers are going to try and do to you. Here's your authorization by you to fucking kill them if they fucking try it. They removed your common law courts. You no longer have redress of grievance. Don't think you do. You have none. That was a removal of that part of the first fucking article. I mean, the whole package, the whole body of law is being violated. I mean, it's on a regular basis and more every fucking day. It's like it don't fucking exist. Watching these stupid trial shit, I mean, I'm sitting there, violation. It don't matter. Nothing's going to change in this goddamn country until we fucking change it. How do we change it? We stop allowing them to do this shit to us because we don't have to. We have the goddamn law on our side. That's what it's maddening. You hear? I have the fucking law right in my fucking hands. It's like the guy who thought, you know, went up in front of the school board meeting and started reciting some. The guy went in the goddamn, yeah, the store where the chick took out the baseball bat. The guy and the chick starts reciting the law to her. She don't give a fuck. She's a communist. All your laws and stuff. See, when they understand what evidently a lot of people in this country don't understand, when they fucking overthrow your fucking government, they're overthrowing your fucking law. Your law ain't there to protect you no goddamn more. That's why you have to enforce it your fucking self, because they're not going to, because they want to take you over. They have made that fucking abundantly clear. They tell you they are the ruling class. You are the ruled. They have, you can see the documentation. And you can also see the documentation that is that Bill of Rights that says, fucking, you got the right to kill these motherfuckers rather than allow them to enslave you. You have the absolute goddamn right to defend your freedom, to defend your liberty. That's what the fuck do you think that the uprising was all about back in 1775? A full year before the aristocrats came out and saw that they couldn't stop it. So, oh, we're going to be the architects of this. But by the way, we're just stepping up and we're forming a new government while you guys are out there in the field fucking fighting. No, you're not. You son of a bitches. The aristocratic government in this country was never fucking legit, ever. It was not ratified by the fucking people. They formed it in the middle of a goddamn uprising. They formed the Confederacy in the middle of a fucking uprising. And just declared, oh, we're the ones in charge. Oh, really? I declare I'm the one in fucking charge, you son of a bitch. I mean, it was that mentality, I guess, of the people that were on the East Coast. Most of the people that had come on into the interior, they laughed at it. But the people that were on the East Coast just coming over from England, I mean, it's like the people coming here from all these other fucking countries. They don't have a fucking clue what fucking freedom and liberty is. The reason they're letting them in here, the reason they want them in here is because they don't have a clue of what freedom and liberty is. Once you've lived it, man, you don't want to live without it. Life ain't worth shit without fucking freedom and liberty. You're just a fucking third world fucking worthless fucking worm. That's all I can tell you. Worming across the fucking and trying, you know, just come, I'll come over here. If they told me if I come over here, I can have what this person is working their ass off for. No, you can't. Yeah, I mean, you to an extent, this shit's gonna go, and I mean, always go back to the people in Germany, you know. Germany was kicking ass, man. Everywhere they went, they fucking just whooped fucking ass. All over the fucking place, they whooped ass. And the people of Germany, high confidence, and they had confidence in their fucking, national socialist system. I mean, they had confidence in their fucking military beyond confidence. And then one day, they're sitting in their fucking houses, and here comes the first city buster. They didn't figure on that fucking Jew piece of shit Churchill actually fucking bombing cities, bombing civilians. You know, that was frowned upon. That's a violation of international law. Should be.
Hey, Henry.
Yes.
Yeah, some people are afraid of dangerous freedom.
Yeah, they are. They truly are.
They're really afraid. They don't want to face that reality of it.
If they didn't have that cell, I mean, some people, I mean, that's why they got to have that cell phone, like, right? If they don't have it right in their fucking hand, they're nervous.
And you put a gun on the side, you're not a cell phone.
Exactly. But to them, that is their fucking gun. That's their fucking balls. Anything they say, and that's why they love to fucking see something, say something, say, oh, I could die now, 111. I got my phone right here, I did, I'm quick. You fucking idiots. You don't understand what the hell you're doing to yourself, you dumbasses. I mean, yeah, you know, freedom is just a little bit fucking more dangerous than, it ain't more dangerous because they end up killing you in the end with communism and fascism, to tell you the truth. It's fucking, it's personal fucking responsibility, taking care of your fucking self. I mean, there are people that they goddamn see something that they just think suspicious, and they call, I see something suspicious. What is it? Well, this person's walking down the road with a rifle on their fucking arm. Well, this is a fucking open carry state. The person has every fucking right to have that fucking gun and be walking down the goddamn road or anywhere else he wants to fucking walk with it, right? But of course, because the suspicious call came in, the police are going to come out and they're going to fucking try and see, well, what do you do with that gun? Well, I brought the son of a bitch to shoot you with, you fucking communist piece of shit. Boom. That's what it's going to have to end up fucking being, people. You have to fucking do it. Nobody's going to do it for you. There's not going to be no fucking, here comes this guy, DeSantis, or any of these fucking, these motherfuckers wouldn't be where they're at if they weren't a part of the oppressing goddamn international corporate fucking mafia. They wouldn't let them. If they didn't have pictures of them fucking poodles so that they could control them, absolutely, they would not be in no fucking position of fucking power. I won't say authority because they have no goddamn authority. They are in violation of the fucking law. They're criminals by definition of the fucking word, but Yeah, onward and upward, you know. Whistleblowers to play a key role in enforcing Biden's vaccine rule. That means fucking rat pink motherfuckers, man. It's got to go back to like it was. We have to go back in that aspect, people. You have to take the effort, you know, like we talked about, you know, three or four guys and Jamal, you know, made a little video about it. You know, just you're not going to get everybody and do it. But God damn it. If there's three or four people that fucking can trust one another, family, lifelong friends, people that you don't care to speak any words to, and you can trust them, they'd die and go to hell before they would betray you. Then you have power. But you have to fucking, you know, where's one that, well, everybody's, what would I do with it? Well, I don't know. I don't know. See who the snitches are? I'd be, because the snitches are going to have to be fucking dealt with in harsh fucking terms. They are fucking dangerous to the fucking people. And then you got, you know, your fucking FBI that can't exist, you know, by executive order. It's already been gone since fucking Kennedy was shot. I mean, the fucking, what is law? There is no law except that Bill of Rights. That's the only thing that has stayed like a fucking ship on a fucking straight fucking course. That is the only thing that is fucking real. The rest of it's just fucking bullshit. It's being made up by these mafiosos and enforced by their private fucking enforcers. That's all there is to it. This COVID shit. I mean, from the day one, everybody just said, fuck you. Just went on about their goddamn business. Just said, fuck you, and then fuck you. You think you want to fucking, I mean, you think you want to fucking die over a fucking some bullshit? Show you, at first, I tell you what, before I fucking would go die over it, I would insist on seeing a copy of the fucking isolation study. So that I knew that I was really dying for, but how many fucking wars have we had where the people who fucking died in? And think about it, man. Since the beginning of this country, all the wars that this country has been in, all the men that went out and fucking died, all they got fucking thrown in their ear was the same thing that the first fucking assholes did that joined with the private corporate armies in the cities when they declared the separation of this country from England. You got fucking goddamn, you got fucking mercenaries. I mean, it's the best you can call them. But fucking, the bottom line is three or four or five dudes, man. I mean, if we're going to be spread out on a three, well, fuck, you're going to fill this place up. We'll be elbow to elbow if we don't get with the fucking program. But 390 million square miles is a lot of fucking, it's a lot of space. But wherever those fucking got, where they ever, those fucking ratting motherfuckers, those treasonous dogs, because they are aiding and abetting what is definitely a fucking enemy of we the fucking people, an enemy of our fucking law. They are breakers of our law. They are trying to fucking enslave us. They are fucking aggressors. And you son of a bitches, it's like that fucking herd of sheep wanting to get to the middle of the herd of sheep so they pick up the ones on the side. I know we're just a herd of sheep, man. And when anybody wants to walk up and fucking shear us, they can fucking do it because we're just fucking sheep. But I'm going to try and be the sheep that fucking lives. That's all that's important. When your fucking life is more important than your goddamn liberty, when you'll live like a dog, what kind of fucking life is that? What kind of life is that? Where you fucking have, where you're not living by your own will. You decide, I want to do this. Somebody else decides you're going to do that. You go do what they tell you to do. Or else, you know what? We ain't going to coerce you or anything. But if you don't, there's going to be some fucking consequences. And how dare these son of a bitches ever bring up the term the carrot and the stick. The fucking stick is what we got. And we're about to pound you in the fucking ground with it. Beat your fucking brains into the fucking ground with it and shove a carrot up your ass. You don't fucking coerce us in any fucking way, not by bribery or not by threat. You don't tell us what to do. You have no fucking authority to tell us what to do. And you people that want to put up with these fucking snitches, man, I'll tell you what, that's your fucking problem. And it is a fucking problem. And I guess you'll take care of it when you've seen enough of your fucking family members, your fucking friends, fucking go to the fucking ditch because some fucking little snitching cocksucker fucking wanted an extra fucking loaf of bread this week. And they get more than that. They get, you know, their little junior GI fucking, God, probably half this fucking town I live has got fucking CIA agents in it. It's where the old CIA agents come to retire. Unbelievable.
Just going dishes.
Yep. Oh, let's see here. To themselves. That's it. There is no army of OSHA inspectors that is going to be knocking on employers' doors or even calling them, said Debbie Berkowitz. Oy. Now see right here what they're telling you is if you don't have these fucking snitches, they can't do a goddamn thing about it. It's just like we the people, we're just too fucking big. It's like taking the guns from us. There's too fucking many of us. We outnumber you 10,000 to 1. And they're talking about here about OSHA, you know, they couldn't enforce it without fucking, unless people inside the fucking businesses, good little communists, you know, get their fucking, get in there and fucking rat out people. And they ain't going to care because they're going to be planted because George Soros is going to pay them more money than they're making at the goddamn plant to fucking rat it out and get, and all those people, all you people, when you lose your fucking job because they shut that fucking business down, man, you're going to know who that snitch is, aren't you? And that snitch, their kids aren't going to go hungry. They ain't going to lose their fucking house. They're not going to go out on the fucking street. They're going to go to the next fucking place to rat some people out so that they can see some more American nationals in the fucking streets hungry. You either fight these cocksuckers or they'll fucking destroy you. Even as mealy mouth little fucking cowardly wieners as they are, they're persistent. And if they push and you don't put, I mean, I don't care if you're fucking 8 foot fucking tall and weigh fucking 280 fucking pounds. If somebody comes up and fucking pushes you and you don't push back and they push again, everybody just starts pushing you. I guess you get pushed around, don't you? At 8 foot and 280 fucking pounds. You gotta start fucking, we gotta start fucking flexing our goddamn muscles, people. We got to start hurting them back. They're fucking hurting us every day. They love hurting us. They want to kill us. They make it clear. They tell you. Hey, you see, a bunch of you need to be gotten rid of because there's too many people on us. Not them. Not them motherfuckers. Not, and they talk about, you know, the fucking destruction to the fucking planet. Who really does the fucking destruction to the planet? Who's got the big pile of fucking gold, big as Mount Everest, for fucking destroying the fucking planet? Because a lot of the that's where the resource came from that made that fucking gold. Who's taking trips into fucking space, punching holes in the in the fucking ozone? I'm serious, people. They want to make this a goddamn. I guess there's already so many fucking holes in it. It don't fucking matter anyway. From you go back to the fucking 50s and shit when they're blowing up, I mean, those hydrogen bombs and shit. That's blowing holes in the fucking ozone. You wonder why everything's all so fucked up? Why the fucking everything, you know, you can't fucking, you go outside and it's like 70 degrees, but the sun feels bad. It feels like you don't want it on your fucking skin. It's white instead of fucking like yellow like it used to be. Well, that's why. Anyway, think about these snitches, man. Think about a cocksucking, dirty little rotten fucking bastard or bitch that would fucking, you know, take that job. I'll go in and I'll fucking, and that's how they'll do it. George Soros will pay for a fucking army of fucking snitches just to go in to these fucking places to fucking rat off people. I mean, do it. This fucker has been blatantly violating even the fucking admiralty law in this goddamn country, paying for fucking riots and admitting it, man, people suing him in court for not paying them for fucking rioting, and this cocksucker sits there, can't be touched, untouchable. You mention him on the fucking mainstream propaganda machine, they'll fucking shut you off, the guy walk out of the goddamn room. I've seen it happen. Why can't we get this cocksucker? Figure that one out. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
looking for a stork. Oh, Lord. And that's
to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time and Mountain. Let's get rock with Hodong. Anyways, guys, let's get this here. Congress approves. Oh, Congress approves. A handful of fucking cocksucking communists sitting up there in our captured fucking capital with a fucking army and Constantina wire around them approves. These motherfuckers, I mean, we told you, even if under the old Constitution, which has been gone since fucking 1871, you had to go through Article 5 to make a fucking law. And then if that law was if that law was a violation of the people's fucking higher law, the Bill of Rights, the supreme superior law of this land ratified December 15, 1791, they could shove it up their ass. You just took and you showed the fucking jury. You went through the fucking, well, they couldn't even fucking inflict it on you. All these fucking, all this shit, man. Just like the Volstead Act, okay? They went through the trouble of fucking, having that, ratified under the fifth article. And so to make that, that made it law. No, it fucking didn't. That would have changed the Constitution, which would have changed the fucking Bill of Rights. Because the Bill of Rights says you cannot tell somebody what they can or cannot put in their body. I mean, and you've, and what the hell was the purpose of that anyway? It was so the gangsters could fucking gain a foothold. I mean, the people drank just as much as they did the day before. Only they were fucking paying the gangsters and people were getting shot and they could fight like the goddamn drug cartels down on our fucking southern border. But the bottom line is it was not ever lawful. It was always unlawful. The Volstead Act was unfucking lawful. And nobody ever challenged it. That tells you that how far gone the fucking common law was by then. Or somebody would have shoved that right fucking straight up their ass for the first fucking thing. I don't care about your fucking goddamn, supreme fucking traitors that you have up there, that little group of pricks that you have up there that are supposed to be the dictators of this goddamn country, that say, that, that tell you which goddamn non-governmental agencies are gonna direct your life for you. Well, it fucking just would have never fucking happened. People, I mean, again, there was a time when people should have just said, fuck you, and crushed their ass. You don't tell me what to drink. You don't tell me if I can drink or if I can't drink. That fucking bitch over there don't want to be around drunks. Have her go somewhere where there ain't drunks. We were drinking before you came along, son of a bitch, and we'll be drinking long after you're fucking gone. Anyway, this is from the Daily Mail. It was sent in by NC4 discussion. I'm from the trenchesworldreport.com, and it reads, Congress approves alcohol monitors in all cars to stop drunk driving in Biden's new $1.2 trillion infrastructure package. From Daily Mail, it was sent in. All righty. Congress is requiring it, requiring in its $1.2 trillion fucking more dollars. You realize you better have some goddamn food. $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that automakers install monitoring systems in their cars to stop drivers from operating their vehicles while intoxicated. Now, whether you realize it or not, these guys out there driving fucking trucks, they now have cameras on them in the fucking truck. They're watching them all fucking day long. That is such an intrusion to your fucking privacy that it's an illegal search. There's no goddamn warrant for you to be watching what I'm fucking doing or what you're doing is investigating me. Without warrant. That is a violation of the fourth article, in case you're wondering, and which makes it a violation of the whole fucking package. Once you start down that fucking road, you violate every goddamn right. You can't not do it, because it is a system of law, and it goes together, and it fits together like a fucking perfectly made puzzle. The bipartisan package, because there was 15, hey, you Republicans out there have voted for the conservatives. It was a bipartisan package because the fucking, it could have been stopped. This $1.2 trillion could have been stopped just by fucking, because the radicals, I mean, the AOCs, the fucking, the Communist Committee did not want it unless it was connected with the other shit they want, which is just unfucking believable. That's what I mean, to take your goddamn gas cars away from you. I mean, just do it! Yep, fucking, you motherfuckers have put so many irons in the fire, you ain't got a man to pick up every one of them. That's just the bottom line of it. You ain't gonna get none of this shit. What you're gonna get is your asses stomped, you're gonna get shot at the fuck out of this country, you're gonna get tried, hung, and fucking left your bones to rot on the goddamn lamppost until they drop off and the dogs haul them away. Hope it don't make the dog sick. To stop drunk drivers. First, however, the Transportation Department would have to assess what the best form of technology is and give automakers ample time to comply. Fuck you, automakers. You build this son of a bitch, man, we'll put your fucking asses out of business. Not by boycotting you while they bring in fucking foreigners here and give them fucking enough money to buy fucking a limousine, Because they broke your fucking law and came in your country and they were fucking separated from their port. They were separated from their child, people. They loved their children so much. They turned them over to fucking drug cartels to get them down here so they can get their fat, sorry asses across that fucking border too and straight down to that fucking Walmart. They're not coming here and going straight to work. They're going straight to fucking Walmart. They're getting handed fucking more money than a goddamn honest man with, you know, unless you're in, the upper, you know, an upper class, a blue collar work, more than a blue collar worker could make. They're getting, it's handing it to them. So each one of you blue collar workers out there, you're working to fucking pay the fucking freight of some fucking son of a bitch from another fucking country that has no goddamn right to be here whatsoever, is breaking the law in being here. With those laws such as it is, the Admiralty, see, we should have never allowed that Constitution. We just shouldn't have not done it, man. And we should have got rid of that fucking Confederacy too. Because it was just as fucking bad. It was the aristocracy, only it had already broken it up into certain fucking corporate aristocracies as fucking states. But now, we've let this shit go and let this shit go and let this shit go. Now we're to the point to where every son of a bitch like Bezos and fucking Zucker Turd and fucking goddamn Bill Fucker, you know, they're going to have their own little, I bought this big piece of land. I say what the law is. I'm the Lord here. You want to bet, you son of a bitch? It'll be yours for fucking a little bit, but then we're going to take every fucking thing you got and we're going to fucking try you, put your fucking ass in the fucking ground or march your ass out into the goddamn sea. If you're one of these, what the hell do they call them? Judeo-Zionist Christians. That are backing this goddamn shit. And in straight defiance of the bloody, muddy pile of elephants on your fucking lap. Oh, the government, you can't even speak because you got your head up one of them fucking elephants' asses. But you just keep going along and getting along. Well, at least I got my two or three hours a week that I get a fucking here in my hidey place where I can feel like somebody ain't going to get me every second of the fucking day. What a bunch of cowards. Let's see here. DOT Secretary Pete Buttigieg, the faggot motherfucker. And they flaunt it. They flaunt it in your face. It's just like that old lady from fucking Bosnia was. I mean, this is exactly how she fucking laid it. Exactly. They did it the exact same way to them. And she participated and she was sick about it. She was sick that she was that stupid that she to go along with it. Just for that little bit of feeling of power in the beginning when they try to convince you, oh, you're looking at, utopia here. Let's go along with this communist utopia. Only the utopia turns on you pretty goddamn quicker when there's people out there, when the majority of the people in this country aren't fucking buying into this goddamn shit. Now they might not be out there fucking doing anything about it yet. Well, some of them maybe. But the bottom line here is that nobody wants this shit. I mean, it's being saying, fuck you, no, no, no. They're saying no. But they're only going to take that no for just a little while. Just like with these people that are showing up at these school board meetings. They show up at the school board meetings and they start, oh, man, they're going to shut this shit down. Well, we'll send the fucking FBI, an unlawful fucking foreign fucking agency after your ass that is in complete violation of your fucking Bill of Rights, which is the supreme law of this fucking land, which is the law of we the people and our jurisdiction over the fuckers that were supposed to be our servants. But our servants, what they did, they went and chartered them a corporation which made them the fucking top dog. You read the paper, read the charter. We rule over you. Read the 14th Amendment, subject. Well, I'm not your fucking subject. I'm not responsible for your fucking debt. You don't have any fucking say over me. Shove your goddamn statutes up your fucking commie fucking fascist fucking asses. But here they're wanting to, you know, let's go into this. The infrastructure bill does not specify what type of technology would be required, but implies it would not be a breathalyzer because the system must passively monitor the performance of a driver. They want to monitor your goddamn fucking what you're breathing inside your car. They want to monitor your breath. They want to monitor your heart rate. I mean, what in the fuck do they think? You know what? Take that car and shove it right up your fucking ass. Yeah, but if you want a car, you're going to have a new car because we're going to get rid of you. No, you ain't getting rid of all the old cars. We will have killed you long before then. Make no mistake about it. You're walking on thin fucking ice right now, you son of a bitches, and I can't wait for it to break. See what here. Buttigieg, okay. Breathalyzer devices attached to the vehicle. Ignition interlock. The infrastructure bill does not specify what type of technology would be required, but implies it would not be a breathalyzer because the system must passively monitor the performance of a driver of a motor vehicle to accurately identify whether that driver may be impaired. So they're talking about fucking micro. I mean, goddamn it, like being in the car with you. Oh, he's going a little fast around the corners. Oh man. Yeah, there was a yellow caution sign that said 45. He went around at 50. Oh, that's enough. That's enough. Fucking take him into custody. I mean, fucking these fuckers are wanting to look up your goddamn ass. Do you want to look through my fucking underwear? I shouldn't ask because I know you do. You sorry son of a bitches. You're not going to do this. There ain't enough of you. And when these snitches come out, if the people just, fuck you, you can't find something to do to fucking take, there's a snitch. Use your fucking imagination. Wonder what make that motherfucker never want to fucking snitch on anybody again. There are currently several different techniques, and you got the goddamn right to do it under the law, because you're enforcing the fucking law. This is violation of the fucking law. This is violation of the fucking ninth article, because they're trying to create a power where they monitor us when we're fucking traveling about. You don't fucking monitor me nowhere. You don't fucking take my temperature. You don't fucking make me wear a mask. You don't fucking do nothing to me, unless you're trying to seize me without a fourth article warrant, which means I get to blow your fucking head off. Because you are fucking defying the highest law in this goddamn land, the law that I am bound to enforce. The driver alcohol detection system for safety, DADSS. I love that, man. There must be 10 zillion acronyms in this goddamn language by now. It's amazing. Program is a public-private partner. Oh, public-private partnership. Fascism is what that's fucking called. Call it what you go look it up in the fucking dictionary. That is fascism. And you got fascism fighting fucking Bolsheviks, fighting fucking goddamn Marxists to see who's going to be the one that fucking owns you. And you're fucking just, when you're watching them fucking let the invaders come through, you're paying for a goddamn, well, a National Guard and a goddamn Border Patrol that fucking, well, is aiding in an invasion. But I mean, we're going to be up here every day, man. We're going to come up here and point it out to you. We'll throw it in your face. It ain't like nobody doesn't know what the hell's going on in this country. It ain't like anybody doesn't fucking know what's going on in this country. It has come down to the pureness of it. I mean, it really has. And this is what they've dreaded so much. It has come down to balls. Pure and simple. It has come down to the fact that you are a fucking coward. You have the law, you know it's the law, you know they're in violation of the law, you know it's your fucking, not only your right, but your duty to enforce that law, and you take it right in the ass from these son of a bitches. You'll do exactly what they say because you are fucking cowards. Well, not all of us are like you, and I'll tell you what, when we get through with these motherfuckers, your asses are leaving this country. We're not going to have no fucking weak pussy-ass motherfuckers here that will allow tyranny to slip its fucking hand back under the goddamn door. We will not. You will, the fucking sorriest of you, the sorriest of you who just fucking just allow it and keep trying to dodge it and won't, and if anybody speaks out for it, oh yeah, I'm for, like every one of these pricks on goddamn, fucking Fox News. Now, they've been bringing up the thing that these goddamn shots are poison. They had that one guy said the world population is dropping drastically. And it's because of these fucking, he called it, what was it, fucking death shot. And they fucking tell you. And still you fucking do. Well, I guess that's what I have to do. How in the fuck did there was only 3% actually, you know, that really fought the fucking war of, they call it the War of Independence. It's the uprising that was fucking hijacked by the same cocksuckers that caused the uprising. At any rate, fucking, it's still the same fucking deal. They're still running your fucking life. Nothing changed. Except that Bill of Rights went into effect and people for a while held them kind of a bit at bay because they wanted to keep the illusion of the goddamn freedom alive. Why? So people would go into the wilderness and think, I can go out there, I can have something. If I fucking go and get, all I got to do is go take it and settle it. Guys like Daniel Boone. I mean, they were the first that went in the wilderness. They were illiterate. And they were told straight up, man, it was read to them on the thing. You go out there and you blaze a fucking trail. I don't care if you blaze the trail around 10 fucking square miles out there. It fucking belongs to you. So that he went out there, fucking lost his son to Indians, fucking went, you know, took parties out there, and he went and he blazed fucking huge tracts of land, and he built fucking settlements. And once the settlement was built and it was producing, and the Indians had been driven back off of their fucking land to, you know, further off their fucking land, then here come the carpet lord. Yeah, this man's from Scotland. He's going to have a big house on the hill, and you are going to be his fucking subjects. And that's what they were fucking implementing when the people finally said, you know what? No, you're not. You've taken all you're going to take. You know, Daniel Boone, I mean, the land that that man fucking claimed, he should have been a fucking, in today's terms, he should have been a multi-billionaire. He died fucking in debt. He died impoverished. He was used. King of the wild frontier, go out into the frontier. I mean, just used. Like we've all been used by this phony fucking aristocracy that can't exist that we fucking got rid of in 1791. We got rid of it for all intents and purposes, except that we didn't get rid of it. We had the power. But I mean, goddamn people, you know, they just, all they really had to do is throw some big, you know, bigger scraps off the fucking table. And while you're busy jumping and fighting and biting each other over those fucking scraps, they went on ahead and they started fucking whittling away at that old Bill of Rights. They started picking that lock on them fucking chains that were going to bind them. And now they're to the point with their arrogance that they're out there telling you, we are the ruling class. And you are the ruled. We tell you, we're the masters, you're the fucking slaves. You get it? And now they're trying to tell you, I'm going to put this in, if you want a car, you're going to have a car that fucking checks your prostate, fucking, it's going to be checking your vision. And then if we tell the car to stop, it fucking stops. No, you ain't, you son of a bitches. You're not going to like the way this world is going to be operating if you try this fucking shit. Because you're not going to stop us. I think you fucking know it. I know you know it, or you'd already fucking done it. But even now, you know, we're talking about the Chi-Cons coming in here. If everybody busts loose right now, I mean, we could wipe these fuckers out in 24 hours. But they would be screaming to the United Nations, come, peacekeepers. And they see they had intended to send the fucking Chinese over here anyway. They were going to be the peacekeepers. When we finally decided we'd had enough of this shit and everybody realized that, hey, you know what? We don't got to take this shit because we are the fucking law here. We are the fucking people. We are the fucking, we're the fucking autonomy of this fucking country. You fuckers, see this whole one thing, this corona, lie of coronavirus, this lie of the coronavirus, this lie, has done, has shown you where the only place that they really ever had any authority was. And even they couldn't do that to even like somebody working for on a contract for the government. They couldn't do that because that would be a violation of their rights. And fucking they just drag them right into it. Well, I'm not a contractor today. I'm here to fucking arrest your ass for violation of my fucking due process rights. And your ass is under arrest. Well, I'm a senator. Well, no, you're not. You're George fucking, fuck me. And you're under arrest. I'm taking you in right now. You can come in peaceably, or I'm going to have to put some fucking knots on your head. I mean, you would just take them, and it would be, people, don't you see that they talk about, you know, like we gotta have cops. We gotta get these cops back. No, the cops were never supposed to be here. It was a simple thing. It was actually a peaceful thing because you picked the guy who was going to be sheriff, that was going to be his job, and he'd be out there and he'd swear into the common law, and he fucking, you know, he did what the fucking common law demanded of him. When you go in and use the common law court, you're working on your own jurisdiction. If you need help to enforce an order that you obtained from the court through the exercise of your fucking jurisdiction, through the process, you have to take this warrant or you have to take this guy to seizure document, no matter what the fuck it is. And that's what that sheriff was there for. He was there to keep the fucking peace and to serve the papers of the court. That is all a sheriff was ever supposed to do. That was the only law you were supposed to have. And if there was a breach of the peace, like there was a robbery, somebody killed somebody, whatever the fuck happened, then the peace had been broken. The sheriff stepped into his fucking sheriff boots as the peacekeeper, and he ascertained the situation. Now he saw, well, goddamn, there's like, see, the Earp brothers came to town. Well, these guys here, they're heavily gunned and everything. I'm calling together the town posse. And if the town posse wasn't enough to deal with these motherfuckers, then he went and he got the county fucking posse through the fucking, through the county marshal. You know, I guess they would have had a marshal or a sheriff at the county. And anyway, you called up the fucking militia at the end if you had to. There's no such thing as we don't got enough people to control these fucking animals that are on our streets. The people just aren't doing their due diligence. It's up to you and me. It's not up to us to hire some private corporation that can exempt itself from the law that we're fucking supposedly hiring it to enforce. But you don't hire them like that. They are elected. They have to fucking be answerable to all the people. And they have to swear into the fucking admiralty. They're swearing in to the goddamn state legislatures and the fucking federal legislators. That's who they swear their fucking allegiance to. They swear to enforce the fucking state statutes and the fucking federal statutes. That are in direct violation of the fucking law. They're supposed to swear in to the fucking common law to fucking protect the fucking Bill of Rights, which is the supreme law of this fucking land, to protect that written, ratified fucking law. But they can only do it for themselves as far as filing shit. You know, unless there's a breach of the peace, then they can arrest somebody for breaking the fucking peace, and then they can fucking bring them to court on their own account, because they'd be in their individual capacity, not as a fiduciary officer. And it would be Joe Blow, you know, he might be sheriff, but it'd be Joe Blow versus Jim Suck. And that's how it would fucking work. But to say that we don't need one fucking cop here, people. These motherfuckers are a detriment. They're a fucking running violation of our law. And when they say, oh, you defund the cops. Defund the cops, because they can't be here. They're not fucking goddamn enforcers of our fucking rights and what we were sold in that fucking Bill of Goods back in 1789. They are the goddamn protectors of the goddamn invasion force for this fucking corporation, this United States corporation that is damn bent and hell bent on fucking owning every one of us, taking every bit of our fucking assets, all of everything, our inheritance is gone, people. They're hauling your. I heard him talking about a bunch of that money in that new fucking spending bills to fix up the goddamn the ports, like the one down in Los Angeles. You know, you understand that port belongs to China. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a couple of billion dollars down there and upgrade and do all the shit for China. When you drive onto one of those fucking ports, you're in China. I'm here to tell you, I've been to them. At any rate, people, well, that was enough. I mean, we discussed a few things here with some more outrage and everything, but it's up to everybody. It's up to each and every one of you to start thinking about what you're going to fucking do about this. What can you do? What could you do as just a single person? And what could you do if you had four or five people? What could you do if you had 20 that could really fucking trust each other, would not rat on each other, know how to keep their fucking mouth shut? What could you do? Enforce the fucking law. That's what you could do. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just think about what I said there. Well, could you do it? And you would be doing it by the law. That is the